Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where, according to Joel Kotkin, who is one of the leading urban scholars in America, there is deep change going on in blue cities, a rejection of extreme progressivism. That happened recently with a mayor's election in Houston, Texas. It has happened with changes at the question of legalized drugs or open drug use in Portland and San Francisco and elsewhere. And why is this happening, and how can other conservatives or moderates or people who reject the extreme progressivism, some of which is, yes, funded by George Soros, backed prosecutors and people who are undermining our criminal justice system, how can people in the center who want to uphold that system and want to uphold the ideals of public safety, how can they do an even better job building political power? We will talk with Joel Kotkin about that on the Michael Medved Show. First, we're going to speak to Governor Chris Christie, who is running third in the New Hampshire primaries. He'll almost surely not run in the top three in Iowa. What is the strategy for his campaign going forward, and what does he believe the Republicans can use as a strategy to win the presidency with someone other than Donald Trump? We'll be speaking to Governor Christie about that, and with Peter Coy of the New York Times, talking about the good news for the economy and why it is that it seems not to register with people in the United States who tell pollsters still that the United States is on the wrong track. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First up, there's a story that we have to cover because it's important, but it's a horrible story. And it's not the kind of news that anyone can possibly celebrate or look at with anything other than horror and regret. It turns out that three of the hostages who had been kidnapped by Hamas and were being held were killed today. And they were killed in an accidental, unintentional shooting by troops of the Israel Defense Forces. The IDF troops apparently mistook the three hostages who were killed, all of them young males, mistook them for terrorists during operational activity in the Gaza City neighborhood of Shajaya. That is what IDF spokesperson Admiral Daniel Hagari said this evening. It's this evening Israel time. The three victims include Yotam Chaim, who was abducted from the kibbutz Kfar Aza on October 7th, and Samar Talalka, who was abducted from near Am on the same day. The third hostage, the family asked that he not be identified. Following the incident when these three people who had apparently either escaped or they were abandoned by fleeing Hamas terrorists who were no longer there restraining them. In any event, they were shot by mistake almost immediately. They examined the bodies and suspected that they might be hostages. They were then sent back to Israel, brought back to Israel for examination, where it was determined indeed that they had been among the hostages. The IDF added that an investigation was immediately opened into the circumstances of the event, of course. So far, the details of what exactly happened have not yet been discussed with the public. Minister Benny Gantz, who is part of the war cabinet, offered condolences to the grieving families, writing on Friday night, tonight, that he was heartbroken upon hearing the news. Our troops are carrying out deeply complicated operations, the most important this country has known, he wrote on X. The pain that follows this war is now heavier than ever. According to the Forum of Missing Families that has been formed to speak on behalf of the hostages and their families, Talalka was 25. He had been the oldest of 10 children and was reportedly wounded by Hamas gunfire when he was initially kidnapped on October 7th. Chaim, the other hostage that has been identified, was a lifelong drummer who had been in his home during Hamas's attack on southern Israel when the terrorists set his home on fire. After he opened the window in order to breathe to escape the smoke, he was abducted. The three mistakenly killed hostages had likely either escaped or were abandoned by their captors, so says the Jerusalem Post. During the last few days, or this day, they reached the point they reached, said IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari. Unfortunately, the tragic results of the event ended in their deaths. When asked if the abductees raised their hands or if they shouted for help in Hebrew, Hagari said, "We are in the first hours after this event. We are still with the families. After informing them, we are updating the public." He vowed that there will be full transparency on what exactly happened, calling it a tragic error. Obviously, the reaction from any people of goodwill anywhere around the world will be terrible to this. And it does raise a question. Israelis have agreed, the Jake Sullivan, the president's national security advisor, is in Israel now. He met recently with Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, who is the head of the Palestinian Authority. They are trying to make plans for what to do after the war. But the question that really rises here, and it's a profound question, with all of this pain and this horror on every side, what about those people here in the United States? There are about 100 people, demonstrators, from a group called Jewish Voices for Peace, which is an extreme left-wing group. It is almost exclusively funded by George Soros, the same funder, not a great friend of Israel. And they stopped traffic on a bridge here in Seattle last night. They stopped traffic for about an hour to demand an immediate ceasefire. The question would be, what does Israel do to protect its citizens if there is an immediate ceasefire and Hamas is still operational and the leaders of Hamas are promising that there will be more attacks and more attacks and more attacks? Unless there is a decisive victory and dismantling of some of the terror tunnels and more, the question becomes then, how do you settle a war like this when the other side has no interest in making any concessions or offers to negotiate at all? Meanwhile, the Republicans have done something wonderful, and that's great to hear. What? They've chosen a very unconventional and amazing candidate to replace George Santos. We'll tell you about that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
out just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Well, a Russian dance from the Nutcracker Ballet, which is one of the joys of the season. And before we get back to the rest of the news, which isn't all bad, it has some very positive developments to it. There is one very positive development, and it just made me smile so broadly this morning when I read about it, is the selection by the Republican parties of Nassau County and of Queens County, that's to select a replacement to run as the Republican candidate to replace George Santos. And I know everybody's heartbroken that George Santos is no longer in Congress. They're having an election in February, and it's a special election to choose this crucial seat in Congress. And a former congressman, Tom Suozzi, has already been chosen as the candidate for the Democrats. The candidate for the Republicans is a little bit of a surprise. Her name is Mazie Melissa Pilip, and she is flat out remarkable. The cityandstatenewyork.com gives us some background on who this lady is. First of all, she is a former paratrooper with a absolutely glittering military background. She is the mother of seven. She is deeply religious, and she's a naturalized citizen who was born in Ethiopia. The 3rd Congressional District is primed for a February 13th special election between former Representative Tom Suozzi and Nassau County Legislator Mazie Melissa Pilip. The other thing about her is she's Israeli. And again, it's one of those things that whenever I have been answering charges about Israel being an apartheid state, you bring up the fact that there are 160,000 Ethiopian Jews who live in Israel and are very prominent in the military and very prominent in law enforcement, particularly in law enforcement around the city of Tel Aviv. And as to this American, Ethiopian, Israeli, American, former paratrooper in the IDF, and that is one of the elite units, and they can't have that many female paratroopers, but she's one of them. And the fact that she's the mother of seven, she just issued a statement on X saying, "I am honored to be chosen to run for the great New York 3rd District. It is time we stop the madness in Washington and bring back strong Long Island values like respect for police," first thing she mentioned, "support for Israel, and low taxes. Join us." And again, with all the stories that were phony and dishonest that George Santos told about himself, this lady has a lot to tell about herself. She, again, born in Ethiopia, she came to Israel with her family when she was 12 because of the terrible persecution against Ethiopian Jews. She herself is an Orthodox Jew who has been a vocal supporter of Israel's campaign in Gaza since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war. She told Fox Business News that the Israeli Defense Forces do what they need to do in response to protests against civilian casualties in Palestine. Pilip lived in Israel and was a paratrooper in the IDF prior to coming to the U.S. She also was educated at the University of Haifa and at Tel Aviv University, and she has degrees in occupational therapy and diplomacy and security. And she, if you just watch her on some of the televised interviews, this is a very charismatic, very dynamic candidate. And I know that Kevin McCarthy was talking about trying to make the Republican caucus look more diverse. Well, here you have an Ethiopian-American Orthodox Jew. This would be the first observant Jewish member of the House ever. You've had Joe Lieberman in the Senate. But all of that is remarkable. And it's also necessary when there are other people who claim to represent the Jewish community. I have no idea why or how they do that other than to undermine the state of Israel and Israel's fight for security. There's a story about those 100 protesters I mentioned to you who shut down traffic for hours to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. They were on Seattle's University Bridge, which is really not at all far from our studios. This is the way that story was reported on Cairo 7 TV.
They say that the United States has been giving Israel too much money over the years, and those who shut down University Bridge tonight believe that senators like Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray have the power to call for a ceasefire because they believe that this violence needs to stop.
What's happening is one of the worst calamities in our lifetime, in my lifetime.
University Bridge was shut down for hours on Thursday.
I-5 North, I-5 South, East, like going east, west, it was shut down everywhere.
So were other major bridges across the nation. As the group Jewish Voice for Peace called on state leadership to demand a ceasefire in Gaza.
We've been relentless in trying to connect with Murray and her staffers to demand the very, very bare minimum, which is a ceasefire.
And they feel like their conversations with leaders like Senator Patty Murray have gone nowhere.
Patty Murray, how can you pretend to be a defender of children here around the world and let this happen in our name with our dollars?
But for protesters like Kate Raphael, who has lived in Gaza, she says this is about more than stopping the war.
I was there as a Jew. Everybody welcomed me into their homes, and I just want them to be able to live freely and with dignity and peace.
And as the protests continue, many argue the fight for peace is far from over.
This is not the end. We are not going to let business go on as usual when there is a genocide happening in the name of Jewish safety and our elected officials are doing nothing.
Okay, that's the voice of protesters. We're going to hear a very different voice, a voice that is much more clear on the situation in Israel at the moment, and also world affairs in general. That's a voice that belongs to Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, former U.S. attorney, federal prosecutor, and a big Springsteen fan. And, oh, yeah, he's running for president. Governor Christie joins us coming up on the MedVed Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden laying out how the Inflation Reduction Act is capping prescription drug costs while at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland yesterday. The president announced Medicare enrollees could save on dozens of medications under a law penalizing pharmaceutical companies if they raise prices faster than the rate of inflation. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn that order, preventing him and his attorneys from discussing court staff publicly. The Biden administration urging Israel to increase precision in its Gaza attacks to spare civilian lives. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, what a pleasure to speak to Chris Christie again, the former governor of New Jersey. Two-term governor of New Jersey, former U.S. attorney, a Bruce Springsteen fan, hence the musical background, running for president of the United States. I know, Governor Christie, that one of the things that has been an ardent desire of yours is to convince President Trump to participate in debates, and if not the general all-candidates debates, you'd welcome a chance for the two of you just to get together on stage. What's President Trump said about his willingness to do that?
He is unwilling to debate with me for certain, and I suspect with anybody else as well. Look, he doesn't want to defend this record. He doesn't want to have to answer for his, you know, four criminal indictments. He doesn't want to have to answer for posting on Thanksgiving morning at 2:03 a.m. A list that he said he was thankful for all the people that he hated and then listed them. I mean, that kind of crazy activity is stuff that he would never want to answer about on a debate stage. So,
did you make that list?
Although, you know, that particular list I did not make. And I was a little disappointed, but you know, at the end of the day, I'd be happy to do a pay-per-view debate with Donald Trump. Perhaps people have to pay to see him, and he can keep the proceeds to pay his legal fees.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure we're all eagerly awaiting his response. One of the issues that has been coming up, and it's hard to imagine how this is going to be handled by the Republican candidate, whoever that happens to be, but right now, there are very impassioned discussions about mifepristone, the abortion pill. Do you think that it's a good policy for Republicans to try to crack down on this mifepristone of the what people call chemical abortions that you do with a prescription?
Look, Michael, I think that these abortion decisions should all be made by each individual state, and it should be a vote of the people. You know, this is a difficult and emotional issue for lots of folks. You know, I'm pro-life, but, you know, at the end, I really believe that the people of this country should make this decision. That's what we argued for 50 years in the aftermath of Roe as conservatives. Now we have it with Dobbs, and you have people like Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley who either have or said they would sign six-week abortion bans. You know, I don't trust Congress on the issue of life. They can't pick a speaker. They can't promote, you know, military officers who have earned their promotion in a timely way. Then we're going to trust them with the issue of life. I would not sign any type of federal ban if I were president of any kind. And I would say to you that for those who refuse to answer that question, people should be very suspicious of their motives.
And in terms of giving the rights to every state to make that decision, that would probably come out looking like increased restrictions on abortion, but you wouldn't have situations like the situation so well publicized, over publicized, that we haven't really talked about on this show, but of the lady in Texas with the very troubled pregnancy who was going out of state or trying to go out of state on a matter of health.
Yeah, look, I think if you let the states make these decisions, people are going to have a lot more confidence in what happens. And you will have a real diverse group. Look at Ian now. In New York and New Jersey, in my home state, you can have an abortion up to the ninth month under the law, something I obviously think is awful. But on the other hand, in Oklahoma, you can't have an abortion at any time unless the life of the mother is at risk. So you're going to have real divergence all across the country on this, which represents what people in those states feel about it. You've had votes in Kansas, in Ohio in particular, Michael, that are red states, but went more towards the woman's right to have an abortion. So I think all of us need to put this in the hands of the people. And that's the best way, I think, to handle this problem. But as far as Texas is concerned, look, I think the Texas Supreme Court was clearly wrong. All of these laws are intended to protect life, unborn life. And in Texas, it was clear from all the physicians who examined this woman that her fetus, her child, had a, you know, terminal disease that would either be born stillborn or would die within hours of when the child was born. To torture that woman to hold that pregnancy and carry it for another 18 to 19 months doesn't protect any life. And in fact, could put hers at risk. So I think the Texas Supreme Court was wrong, and I don't think we should be, you know, mealy-mouthed about this issue. On something like that, there's no protection of life there. Life is not viable by the own, diagnosis of her physician. So I think that was a mistake.
Speaking of mistakes, there's continued struggle to try to put through a supplemental appropriation to provide funding for Ukraine in its struggle for survival, and funding for Israel, and enhanced funding for border security. That seems to be jammed up in the House of Representatives. Do you favor that supplemental appropriation? And what can be done to try to get that finished before Congress goes home for 4 weeks for the Christmas break?
I absolutely favor that appropriation. I think we must stand with Ukraine and against Russia. I saw a headline in today's Wall Street Journal that Vladimir Putin said that he is going to continue waging the war until all of his goals have been reached. Well, if we walk away from Ukraine, that's going to happen very quickly. And I think it's wrong. I think it sends a bad signal, not only to Russia, but to China, regarding aggression and how the United States will handle aggression against our allies. On Israel, I think it's clear what happened on October 7th and the inhumanity that Hamas showed and continues to say they want to show in the future tells us we have to help Israel make sure that they eliminate the military threat as much as they can from Hamas. And on our southern border, when you have 200,000 attempted illegal crossings a month for the last 11 months, it's clear you have a problem, and we need to deal with it. The way I would deal with it, Michael, is I would tell Congress they should not go home until they resolve it. And, I think if they're not getting home to decorate the Christmas tree or celebrate with their families for the holiday, I think that'll create a sense of urgency that we need to get this matter completed.
That's Governor Chris Christie. He's the author of the book Republican Rescue, My Last Chance Plan to Save the Party and America. It just came out in paperback a couple of weeks ago. When we continue the conversation with Governor Christie, let's talk a little bit about the campaign, because right now there's so much polling that emphasizes President Trump's hold on the nomination. I want to speak with Chris Christie about how he believes that hold can be weakened and what it is that candidates who are not Donald Trump, including himself, need to do to get their campaigns closer to winning these early primaries and caucuses. We'll be right back with Governor Chris Christie on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with Governor Chris Christie, former governor of the state of New Jersey, a very distinguished federal prosecutor who, by the way, took his job in the prosecution office in New Jersey, I believe it was like September 10th, right before the terrorist attacks. Is that right, Governor?
Correct. I was nominated by President Bush on September 10th, 2001.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, at this point, we are 1 month away. The Iowa caucuses are January 15th. Today's December 15th. What, with a month to go before the delegates actually start getting chosen, what's your path to victory?
Well, Michael, the path to victory starts for us on January 23rd in New Hampshire. We are not competing in Iowa. I haven't spent a day or a dollar there. We decided to focus on the First in the Nation primary rather than caucus because it's an open process. Independents can vote. And we feel like it's going to be a much more complete view of what voters think in a state like New Hampshire. And so we're ready to go and compete there. Our path there is to make sure that we come in at least second place, I think. Unless it's a very close third. We need to do very well there. As we do well there, we'll then move on to Michigan, where there is another open process in the state of Michigan. That's 5 weeks after New Hampshire. South Carolina comes in between, but yeah, it's Nikki Haley's home state. Now, despite the fact that she's down by 27 points right now to President Trump, I think that's a must-win for her, given that it's her home state. And so we'll be on the ballot there, and we will do some things, but we'll be spending most of our time after New Hampshire, then going to Michigan. And I believe at that point it may be a one-on-one race between me and Donald Trump, and then you may get that debate you're wishing for.
Okay, speaking about that debate, what if President Trump ends up winning this nomination, as most people seem to expect that he will, and all of a sudden he picks up the phone and he asks you to be his running mate, to try to unite the Republican Party and Republican Rescue, title of your book. If he makes you that offer, what do you say to him?
Absolutely not.
And why not?
because I could not work for someone who had said that they're willing to suspend the Constitution of the United States. I couldn't work for someone who has openly lied about the results of an election in order to try to keep himself in power. I couldn't work for someone who has said in legal documents that the president has no obligation to support the Constitution. I couldn't work for someone who's committed the acts that he's committed and then make the argument that a president can do whatever they want in office but aren't subject to prosecution ever. That's not the kind of person I could loyally serve, so I wouldn't do it.
Now, there's also a question of tone. They have a new flag that they're selling to support the Trump campaign that says Trump 2024, the Vengeance Tour. I assume you're not in politics right now. You're not running for president in order to achieve vengeance against anybody in particular.
In fact, Michael, you know, the worst part of the Vengeance Tour and people buying those flags is the only person he'll seek vengeance for is himself. He will not stand up for the American people. He won't fight for this country. He's angry that he lost, and he is attempting now to get the presidency back to try to settle scores. And you don't have to take my word for it. Listen to himself. You know, that's what he's been saying. That's what he's continuing to say. And if he gets the presidency, I believe that's exactly what he'll do.
If the economy really does take off, if there's a safe, soft landing, as they talk about, if the market continues to go up and unemployment continues to be at record lows and all of that good economic news, what would your emphasis be as to the Republican nominee for president on why to select you over Joe Biden?
Look, I think that, you know, President Biden has shown that he's not up to the job. Let's start off with that. He's physically and mentally not up to the job. Secondly, he promised to bring the country together and to govern as a moderate. And instead what he did was run hard left, run up almost as much debt as Donald Trump has run up over the course of his 4 years, and put the country in an enormous hole. And lastly, he sent horrible mixed signals on foreign policy, which I think has contributed to the conflicts we have both in Ukraine and in Israel. I would be a president who would not do any of that. I would stand with our allies. I would send clear signals against to our adversaries around the world. I would significantly reduce government spending that would lower inflation and lower interest rates. And I would stand up against the education establishment in this country who are not educating our K-12 students and are attempting to indoctrinate our college students.
Would you attempt, as the Biden administration has, to try to influence Israel to move toward a less confrontational, a less sweeping battle plan in terms of their efforts to destroy Hamas and to achieve security and safety for their citizens?
No, I would not. I would let Israel conduct the war since Israel were the people who were attacked and murdered on October 7th. And, you know, Tony Blair and the Brits did not come over here after September 11th and tell us how to conduct the war in Afghanistan. They supported us. And we owe the same level of loyalty to the people of Israel. And look, when we have disagreements with them, which invariably happens, then we should have those disagreements in private. And give our counsel in private. But in public, there should never be any distance between us and Israel.
And Chris Christie, you've already established that you're not going to be President Trump's running mate. I think it's unlikely he would have chosen you, but it's appropriate and clear that you wouldn't want to run alongside him. If you did win the nomination, I mean, you've spent months now running for president. Have you thought about who would be an ideal running mate for you?
I have. And you know, Michael, what I'd say is that I think you could expect that it would be someone who either currently is a governor or has been a governor over the course of their career. I would want someone in the vice presidency who had executive experience so that if something did happen to me, they would be prepared to take over the presidency with similar set of skills and experience that I have and that the American people have voted for. I'd also want someone who I like, because if you don't like the person, you're not going to include them in on all the things that they should be included in as vice president. And there's a number of folks who fit that bill. And as we get closer here, I'll probably be a lot more specific. But let's get the first votes out of the way. Let's get this to a one-on-one race with Donald Trump. And then I'll not only start to talk about who my running mate would be, but also who I would ask to be in my cabinet so people can compare that to the ship of fools that Donald Trump would put together in his second term.
I take it Vivek Ramaswamy should not expect a cabinet appointment by you?
I think Vivek should be ready to renew his career in the private sector.
That's a very gracious way of putting it. The final issue, the Republican Rescue, which is, it actually is a very stirring book because it's full of optimism about what's possible. What would the very first day feature of a Christie presidency?
First thing I do is send the National Guard down to the border, Michael, to help our completely overwhelmed Customs and Border Patrol officers to get control over that region of our country. And secondly, I would give an inaugural speech that didn't talk about American carnage, but talked about America hope and innovation and possibilities for a greater future for our children and grandchildren. Ours would be a hopeful presidency, Michael, not an angry one seeking vengeance.
Chris Christie, and again, his book will give you a clear view of his thinking. It's just released in paperback. I wish you well and appreciate the way you conducted yourself and the contributions you made in the most recent debate. Coming up, we're going to be talking about why progressives are being driven out politically by voters of some of the most liberal cities in America and this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.